quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowell. Russell Jackman is off today. At each commercial break, we will ask a trivia question. Now, let me see what the trivia questions. We've got something from the old Roman days. We got a little bit of geography. And then we got someone even before the Roman days. Well, I think it's still kind of Roman days. We'll see how our guest and our co-host are how educated they are. Hey, what about that game last night? Now, we're recording this on Thursday, the day after game one of the Spurs-Knicks. So far, so good. Pretty exciting.
Well, you know, it's Knicks time. It's all about the Big Apple. Listen, I think this team they're on a run. Destiny is happening now. That big fella in San Antonio, that 7-for-4 guy, he's pretty damn good. He's really good, and he had a great game. But he came out and said, you know, I'm disappointed. I didn't play my game, and we'll talk about a little bit about that. But we got a great guest. We're going to talk about something, Edward, that people typically don't have a clue about. You know, we are in the art form of radio, R-A-D-I-O. We love it, okay? This is our genre, man. This is what we do. TV's fine, but radio, it truly is theater of the mind. And our next guest is a guy that cultivates theater of the mind better than anybody around. His company is called Learfield Sports. Does that ring a bell, anybody? It should, because when you listen to college football games, you often hear the broadcast done by Learfield Sports. And our next guest is going to come in, chime in. I don't want to tell you his name yet, because it's called the cheese, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Because why are you doing some? Trust me, he's not going to be expecting this one.
Gotta go to our break. All right, stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
There are rivers that people visit, and then there are rivers that change them. For over 40 years, Tributary Whitewater has guided adventurers on the West's most iconic waters. The journey spans from the deepest river canyon in North America via Hell's Canyon on the Snake River to the legendary wild and scenic stretches of the Rogue River in Southwest Oregon. Bring the family and explore a 3-day, 2-night easy rafting trip on the new Lower Klamath, or half-day to 2-day trips on California Classic Whitewater on the American River, or experience the rivers in the Sierra Nevada, including the Truckee River and the springtime East Fort Carson River, both just outside of Lake Tahoe. With expert guides and all-inclusive overnight experiences on the river, Tributary serves as a premier gateway to the great outdoors. From Oregon and Idaho to the heart of California, Tributary Whitewater provides everything you need for an experience of a lifetime. Reservations for the 2026 season are available at whitewatertours.com. Tributary Whitewater, incredible river experiences.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowell. Mike, who is our special guest who you were just teasing the audience with in the last segment?
Well, he indeed has a name, and it's a special name, especially in the world of broadcasting, and it's just in general. He hails from the San Francisco Bay Area, grew up in Vacaville, and yeah, he has a well-known name, the broadcast arena, but affectionately, and I'm pretty sure I'm not going to screw this up, Tom. You're not just Tom Bowman. You are the one and only, the truly iconic Johnny Rocket. Is this not true?
Wow. Well, sort of. So I started my on-air career at KWOD 106.5 FM in Sacramento. And Ed Stoltz, who owned the station at the time, was an old school guy, kind of hip, and wanted me to go by Tommy Rocket. So you were half there.
Yeah.
Tommy Rocket is what he wanted me to go by. I never did.
Okay.
I really went by Tommy, and I used my last name from time to time because I grew up, 35, 40 minutes away, and I wanted my friends to know it was actually me. I mean, I was still in my 20s when I started there, so I still had all these friends from high school that were close by, and I would do your typical radio remotes on Tuesday night at the Classic Jukebox, and I would tell you to come out and get CDs and cassettes, and my friends would show up and go, oh, this really is you. Like, yeah, it's really me. And I had I had some piercings in my ears. I had a stud in my tongue at the time because it was alternative rock radio. It's been a long time since the late 90s.
Okay. It looks like Russell was going too. Go ahead.
You do have a name, and so you went by Tommy Rocket, not Johnny Rocket.
I for a very brief time, the Rocket was there. I did everything I could to not say the Rocket part on the air if I could. This was Ed wanting me to have this hip thing, and it's alternative rock radio, so everybody went by their first name. It was very simple. You're just really talking about the Chili Peppers and things like that back in the late 90s, so people tuned in for that.
No question about it. But so as things have evolved in your professional life, you went on to some pretty cool things. I think you were the executive producer for the Los Angeles Dodgers. You came from the Vacaville area, which is in the Bay Area. Of course, our show goes coast to coast, border to border, and overseas with our U.S. military. I know you have a connection to the military. You served. Thank you very much, Tom. And
thank you.
you were in Desert Storm. And, it's just really great to see how a guy from the Bay Area has done so well. And you wound up in this place called Jefferson City, Missouri, where you are the vice president of broadcast operations for one of truly the biggest sports broadcast companies in America and in the world. So how about that? You go from the Bay to L.A., Glamour Town, USA, Tinseltown to the Midwest, and you're living La Vida Loca, huh?
I did the opposite of what most people do. Most people start out in small markets in the Midwest, and they pack their car full of stuff, and they go from market to market. I happened to start in the top 30. I went from Sacramento to Los Angeles, then to national. I produced this little show people might have heard of called Pharrell on the Bench for a little while. That took me to Atlanta the first year of the Thrashers. Scotty was doing the Thrashers, and we were doing a Friday night only version of the show. Came back to Vegas when we got kicked from the Thrashers. You can only say that the team, choked ass so many times on the air, and then that's probably not going to continue. So I went to Vegas and did national radio. My office was in the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook. There's a studio still there today, and there was a dividing wall, the studio in the front, and my office was in the back. And so I did that for a while. They started Fox Sports Radio in 2001. I came out for that, produced some shows there, and then eventually made my way back to the Dodgers in 03. So 03, 04, 05, 06 seasons, I produced the LA Dodgers, traveled all around the country. Worked closely with Vin Scully and Rick Monday and a bunch of other great people at the Dodgers. And then at some point, you got to move on. And so got an offer to come out to Jefferson City, Missouri, to which I said, "Where's that?" And they said, "Oh, it's the capital of Missouri." And I went, "Yeah, I went to California public schools. Can you want to give me another hint?" And they flew us out. And that was in November of 2006. Learfield at the time had 22 total schools. They were getting ready to expand. They wanted somebody with major market experience to sort of make it a big national sound. And here we are nearly 20 years later, and we're at 200-plus schools. We've merged with our largest competitor, which was ISP turned into IMG College. That was back right around 2020. And here we are. It depends on which reports you read. We're somewhere between $1.8 and $2 billion worth of a media data company.
Well, I have a little thing about Rick Monday, just because he had a little soft spot in my heart, because when the A's first came from Kansas City to Oakland, that was my first baseball game as a kid, and he hit the game-winning home run in the ninth inning. And so and then I got really upset when the A's traded him to the Dodgers.
I know. Rick told me the greatest stories on the road. He said, because people don't realize this, Harry Carey broadcast for the A's back then, and he was always making people a little upset in the organization. And they went east one year, and his luggage went west. And if you think about where Oakland is, when you go west, there's nowhere good to go west. So his bags went to Hawaii, and when they got back from the road trip, it had a bunch of Hawaii stickers on it. And that's kind of the life that Rick led. So, and I grew up going to Oakland A's games. I was there during the Crazy George era, and you can only get old Milwaukee beer and a Colossal Dog as a kid. My dad was from Detroit, so I wasn't allowed to like the National League. So I was an Oakland A's fan and an Oakland Raiders fan for those reasons. And there you go.
Yeah, but see, I grew up actually liking both the Giants and the A's, because the A's
impossible. No, sorry, no, no. Impossible.
Sal Bando and Ken Holtzman and Catfish Hunter and Vita Blue and all that for 70.
Yeah, but then 70. Came 1989. Then came 1989.
That's right. That's right. I graduated high school in 87. So those years.
I gotta say, I liked those crazy Cats that had half A's and half Giants. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, terrible. I couldn't do that either. My whole family are Niners and Giants fans, and I am I'm an A's fan because of my dad, who is from Detroit, and I was a Raiders fan because the black sheep uncle in my family made me a Raiders fan. So to this day, I still can't like the Niners. It's not going to happen. Eventually the A's will end up in Vegas. Who knows? Right now they're playing. It's embarrassing to see them playing at a AAA park. That's a beautiful AAA park in Sacramento, but still, it's just not going well.
It really is. And then furthermore, you got to, we'll get to the Learfield, but one of the most iconic names in sports broadcasting. On a clear night in Los Angeles, Tom Bowman is really right next to the great Vinny Scully. Okay, it was okay. It was okay.
But, that was a pretty good life. And when I decided to leave to come out here for Learfield, I called Vin. And I said, hey, I just want to let you know this company offered me a job. I think it's a good opportunity. I'm going to move to the Midwest. And he said, well, if you need a reference, give them my number. Absolutely not. I'm never giving out your number. And I still have it in my phone to this day. I like to play that game with friends who has the best contacts in their phone. I typically win because Vinny's in my phone. And he was the best.
Okay, so I have Billy Beane. And Billy Beane never does interviews,
and yet
came on 4 years ago. So that's
a good one to have. Yeah, Vinny was great. People don't realize that. I mean, he was an amazing play-by-play voice, but he was such a cultured guy. Like, you know, when he got later in his career, he had a driver that would drive him from his house out in Sherman Oaks and into the stadium, and he would listen to show tunes. He loved show tunes. He loved culture. He'd go to Ireland and France and.
I tell you what, Tom, hold on for just a second. We have to go to our first commercial break here. And again, if you know the answer, just hold on for just a second. Okay, audience, who was the famous gladiator who led a slave revolt against the Romans? Who was the famous gladiator who led a slave revolt against the Romans? Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell. Russell Jackman did join us, and Tom Bowman. First trivia question, who was the famous gladiator who led a slave revolt against the Romans? Tom, what's the answer?
You know, wasn't that that Maximus guy who filled up the big screen with that beautiful gladiator movie? What was it, Aurelius Maximus, I think? I always screw up the first name.
Not him. This one, no. Russ?
No, one of my favorite old Saturday Night Live skits was What Ifs in History. And it was, what if Spartacus had a Piper Cub airplane?
Okay.
Do you remember that at all?
Wait, is this when all four of us have to say, I am Spartacus, and then we do it in order?
Yes. Yes.
Actually, you know, there's a really good movie called That Thing You Do. It's very clean, so it's for the whole family. He does that. He says, I am Spartacus.
That's Tom Hanks. Yeah, that's a great movie. He
doesn't do the line, but the other guy does. All right. Go ahead. Tom, you're finishing up talking about a little bit about Vin Scully.
Yeah, just the fact that the man was, when you talk about the pantheon of amazing play-by-play voices. Now, listen, I'm out here in the Midwest. I live in between St. Louis and Kansas City, so I get to hear about Jack Buck all the time. And no doubt, Jack Buck was an amazing play-by-play voice. There's been legends in the business, but I don't think anybody taps Scully in what he did, the amount of sports that he covered. He could do anything. He could call tiddlywinks if you wanted to. And he was just so smooth about it, but he was so cultured about it. Didn't make it about himself. And, but I will tell you this, we would go into the booth. I was running the radio side, but he would do the first three innings, home and road games that he was on, simulcast. So he would call the first three innings like a radio game on television. And we would go over there and say, hey, what about if we do this? And we always knew it was wrong when Vin would go, well, if that's what you guys think, yeah, we're not doing that. That's just not going to happen. So that's kind of how that works. So he just had an art about, you know, once again, he could throw his weight around, but it was like a big, giant bag of feathers. And it was something we all paid attention to.
I still really enjoyed Lon Simmons.
Growing up out there, there was some legends in the Bay Area. I mean, okay. I was fortunate enough at the Learfield, you know, we had Cal, you know, we still do. And Joe Starkey, you know, in my 20s, my grandfather who lived in Benicia, on Saturdays, Joe was on doing Cal games. And on Sundays, he was doing Niners games. And so I've had the good fortune of being. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Oh, well, I mean, come on. Come on. He's also a legend.
There's a reason why his last name is King.
Correct. Ahead, correct. Yeah, I've been very, very fortunate.
And dad, yeah, I mean, I got to know Joe Starkey very well. My dad worked with him for 33 years at KGO Radio. I worked with him as well. And he's a good guy, a good human being, and a class act, so talented. And talk about a marathon, man. I mean, that guy endured. And I thought he was going to go 50 years. I guess he kind of said, he's definitely one of the more iconic voices in the Bay Area. And, you know, as you mentioned, Tom, we got guys like the great Bill King and just Hank Greenwald, and the list goes on and on. We're pretty blessed. But with that said, and we want to talk about Learfield, but as you know, and you know this better than anybody, there are so many, I mean so many, let me say it one more time, so many great play-by-play voices. And, you know, the 1% gets to go to San Francisco, L.A., Chicago, New York. But I got to tell you, there's guys in Montana, Idaho, Virginia that are equally as good, maybe even better. Agree or disagree, Tom?
No, I would agree. And the reason you feel that is because in these college towns, it means so much more, right? So, for instance, when I was in Los Angeles, I was running the first time I was in LA at Extra Sports. I oversaw the Dodger broadcast, but I also oversaw UCLA football and basketball. In a market like Los Angeles and San Francisco with Cal and Stanford, unfortunately, sometimes these college games are fifth tier in a four tier city with all these pro teams that you have. And so you have these tremendous play by play voices who are legends in their own right, but sometimes they get overshadowed. But you go to a market here like Columbia, where we have Mike Kelly, who does the Missouri Tigers, Tony Caridi, who does West Virginia, for instance. I mean, there are some unbelievable voices out there. Steve Jones, who, you know, calls for Penn State. Woody Durham, the legend, you know, at North Carolina. These are voices that transformed their fans from being little kids listening to the games on the radio with their parents, their uncles, their cousins, to the point that stayed with them their entire lives. And that's what they remember. And so I'm fortunate enough, while I've worked with some incredible voices in both the Northern California and Southern California, the amount of college voices, in fact, with the National Sports Media Association, when Woody Durham passed away before that year's awards, I helped create a college voice award in his honor. It's called the Woody Durham Voice of College Sports Award, and we give it out every year. It's voted on by a panel of people. Tony Caridi from West Virginia is the recipient this year. But the great Don Fisher, of all people, was our first recipient. And I made sure that that happened because at the time, Don hadn't quite got to 50 years. He's now finished his 53rd year as the voice of the Indiana Hoosiers. Of course, he waited long enough to get a football championship. So these extra 3 years over 50 has been great. But I think that's the difference, is when you grow up in a college town where every sign in your town is your mascot's name plus your business, right? Tiger Pond, Tiger Car Wash, Tiger this. Those voices stay with you no matter what.
I always thought I'd be a good play-by-play announcer for baseball. That's probably the easiest sport. But as a color commentator, I stink. I mean, because it's like, I don't know what, you know, I don't throw out some random stuff, you know. But play-by-play, you know, swan, base hit out the middle. You know, anyway, go ahead, Mike.
Baseball's the hardest. It's because really? You have to be a storyteller. Well, there's so much downtime. Now, mind you, the game is sped up quite a bit, right? We got a pitch clock and all of that. But if you think about, you're five innings in, it's an afternoon game, pitchers are taking their time, hitters are coming out of the box and they're adjusting 15,000 things with Velcro. You have to be able to fill those silences on the air, right? And so you have to be a storyteller.
Take it away.
Correct. So when you have somebody like Rick
Lundy,
for instance.
You guys have never tried doing play-by-play for professional wrestling. That's a lot harder than you think it is.
That's pretty tough. I will tell you the thing that I think is the hardest is college volleyball or college hockey, either one of those two sports.
Well, you know, it's funny. I've done college volleyball, and I've done college soccer is actually pretty tough, too, because it's so slow. And, you know, people, you've got to explain a little about the tactics or a lot of them. And I don't mean to be I played college soccer, and I was very into the sport. I got to tell you, but a lot of guys will say Jones, over to Smith, back to Thomas. I mean, that's lousy play-by-play to me.
Yeah.
I mean, that is not my idea of play-by-play. I don't think it is yours either, Tom. But,
no, and volleyball's tough, especially on the radio, because you can't call every ball movement. It's the same with basketball.
Yeah, exactly,
you can't call every single ball movement, so you have to be very strategic. Because here's what happens with play-by-play voices, and you guys know this. What it sounds like in your head doesn't always make it to your lips. It just doesn't. It sounds great in your head, and then you hear it back and go, what was that? What did I just say? I stepped all over myself, but it sounded great in my head.
You wouldn't want me to do hockey because I would be going, okay, the puck went this way, then it went that way, and now it's over there.
It's hard. I did one season of hockey with Pharrell, and he had never called play-by-play. It was his dream. I mean, he left a big national radio show because his dream was to call hockey in the NHL. And so he did the first year for the Atlanta Thrashers. And we actually went out at the season prior. They flew us around the country to call mock games. So I went to Phoenix and called some games and some other places, went to San Jose and called some games with Scotty, just so we could get used to it. But it's hard, man. It is hard.
I guess that, like, if somebody wanted to do, let's say, play-by-play, be it baseball or whatever, obviously, you don't just throw them in there. So, you probably like have a whole separate thing going on at the same time so that you can kind of say, okay, well, hey, this guy, there's good or bad, right?
I tell young broadcasters, if you've got a junior college in town or a good high school program, go buy a ticket, get yourself a headset. I mean, I'm on a headset with this little tiny box called a Focusrite. It plugs into any laptop. Go to the top of the bleachers away from everybody else and just call games.
That's
and
good.
Call them as if you're calling at the highest level, because the what's happening on the field shouldn't dictate how you call the game. You want to make sure that you're entertaining the fan base for that particular team, no matter what, whether they're great, high level, low level. Call that game as you would your dream job.
Well, especially and if you're that, doing radio, you people can't hear you, or can't. I mean, people can't see you, so you have to do it as though they're only listening on the radio. Good, Mike. We've got about 30 seconds before we have to go to our break. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know what Tom said. I was a play-by-play voice for Dominican College, now University, and I took my my tape recorder to the games, and I'd sit there go like this. So the coach and the team loved me so much, they used me to an advantage, and that's how I started developing, get pretty good. The moral of the story is I was able to buy them media timeouts. The referee would come over and talk to me. Oh, yeah, you know, we'll take two, whatever, however we could get them back in the day. And so Tom's exactly right. I mean, that's how you do it. And there's an art form.
Can I also put in my $0.02 for a little bit more.
I'm sorry, what's that, Russ?
I was going to say, it's the partnership between the color commentator and the play-by-play is absolutely critical. You got to have guys that know how to work with each other in color and play-by-play. So the play-by-play
Hey, hold on, thought we have to go to another break here. All right. So out of the question number one answered, you guys did okay on that. All right. So question number two, which was the last of the contiguous states to join the Union? Join the United States, basically. Which was the last of the contiguous states to join the United States, the Union, call it. All right. Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Don't push that dial.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Hop in a John Deere Gator XUV for a day's work. Let's see what's on the to-do list. There goes the tree. And the fence.
Help her out!
Not a problem. Because you've got a cargo box filled with solutions. Up to 4,000 pounds of towing capacity. And you're ready to roll.
The power's out!
Here we go again. The Gator XUV. Built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Got stuff you don't need? Turn it into cold hard cash with Cha-Ching Company. Whether it's your house, your car, or even gold collecting dust, we buy it for cash fast. No hassles, no long waits. Get a free cash offer in just 24 hours and walk away with money in your pocket. That's Cha-Ching Company, your trusted cash buyer for houses, cars, and gold. Visit CashNow2026.com. Right now, and get your offer today.
The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa invites you to experience spring in Tahoe. Whether it's hiking, getting pampered in the spa, or relaxing by the lake, the Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa is the perfect destination, as it is close to many restaurants, Heavenly Village,
and nature areas to explore. Every room has a spectacular Lake Tahoe view. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com to reserve your room with a view.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, and our special guest, Tom Bowman. Second trivia question, which was the last of the contiguous states to join the union?
Once again, I went to Northern Texas. California public schools.
Go ahead.
I'm going to throw out Texas.
Texas, no.
Continuous?
We're talking the United States. We're not talking Civil War stuff, you know. Okay, so that's why when I say join the Union, I really mean join the United States. But like
Florida?
No.
I'm gonna go Montana.
Sorry.
Montana. Let's go with that.
Arizona.
Okay.
Last, I think it was 1912, if I'm not mistaken. All right. So Tom Bowman.
They move pretty slow out there.
Mike, go ahead. What do you have? You have your finger up.
Yeah, no. I mean, listen, he is Tom Bowman. He's, of course, Vice President of Broadcast Operations, Learfield Sports. He's out in, I think he's out in Columbia, Missouri right now, but his office is in Jefferson City, Missouri. And so Learfield has really evolved, Tom, originally a farm broadcast company, from what I understand.
It was. There was a guy named Derry Brownfield and Clyde Lear, who ran our company for a very long time, realized that, you know, there could be these farm reports. And so, you know, he was here near the Capitol. That made sense. And so him and Derry created what was known as the Brownfield phone lines out to all these little tiny radio stations. And they would do farm reports. They would give you the pork belly futures and things like that. And that really led to what we are, which is those phone lines that were all out there. The, you know, Missouri Tigers came to them and said, hey, you know, we're trying to get to these same radio stations. Is it possible that we could, you know, use these lines as well? And so that sort of started the relationship. And then somebody in St. Louis, it might have been KMOX, I don't know exactly, offered the university money to have the rights to these phone lines and maybe call the games. And so they went back to Clyde and said, hey, would you be willing to pay for this? And he went, no, absolutely not. So it didn't actually start as simple as people thought, but eventually it turned into a media company. When I got there, broadcast probably represented 45% of the revenue. We run on a model where on any particular university, and I'll use Mizzou just because it's here, we give a guarantee to the school. In exchange, we sell the advertising of the signage. So in stadium, in venue, ticket backs, signage, all of that, and broadcast. Hospitality, you know, we have sales staffs at every single university. I only look over the broadcast side, but that's really evolved over the last couple of years because, as you guys know, we all walk around with one of these digital things in our hands, and you know, I've even stopped calling it radio because it really isn't radio anymore. It is audio. It's an audio medium at this point because we have an app, the Varsity Network app, where you can listen to the majority of college teams for free. So you could be a North Carolina grad, but you're on the West Coast. You can hear every North Carolina football, basketball, women's basketball game. Anything we produce is on that app for free. And it's the only place you can listen to the men's NCAA tournament games streaming for free. We've cut that deal with both Westwood One and the NCAA. And it doesn't have to be a Learfield school. We facilitate for every school in the tournament. So digital is a big key for us. But so is video now. Whereas we used to just be radio guys, we have this second screen experience type situation. So we have these live booth cams, for instance. So a lot of our schools will run an upper left or an upper right cam, and you can actually listen to the game, watch the crews call the games, which is interesting because most people have no idea what's happening in a broadcast booth, that there's spotters and stats people and a lot of nonverbal communication that happens between the talent and the analyst. Some good, some bad. Depends on the game, depends on the crew. But video's become a really big part of what we do as well, plus social content. If you're not creating 20-second bites that get to the fan base every single day, you're missing out. And so we've really explored both audio and video, digital. Terrestrial radio is still a huge part of what we do. We're on 2,000-plus radio stations all over the country. But digital now plays such a large role in what we do.
Well, I mean, NIL literally has revolutionized the way things are done because, as you know, players are getting something called dinero, money.
Oh, yeah.
So how has that affected you, the way you do a broadcast? Do you have to pay players? I'm only going to do an interview if you pay me. Have you come across that yet?
Not yet, because what happens is we recognized it pretty early. So as the rules for NIL were unfolding, and they've changed a number of times over the years, with whether there was big collectives that were in charge or schools wanted nothing to do with it, now schools want to control it. What we decided to do as a company is create a mechanism to connect that money with student athletes. And the reason we do that now and through athletic departments is because that's part of the recruiting now. It used to be a guy like Nick Saban, if he came and sat in your living room because he was interested in your football player, it was just Nick, right? Nick would sit on your couch. He would tell you all the great reasons of why you should come to Alabama. Now you got to have 10 people on that couch, including somebody from the NIL collective to say, hey, we really want you to play here, and we're going to give you X number of dollars to make sure it happens. And here's how those dollars will get to you. You're going to commit to doing these interviews or this thing or whatever. So we do that now as a company. We do it more than anybody. I think in the last couple of years, we've probably connected more than $150 million worth of NIL revenue. It's part of deals now when we're looking for school rights. It makes an athletic director look at us even differently now to say, listen, I know what Learfield brings to the table from all these things, but you can also help us recruit and recruit with the dollars that we're looking for. It's all above board. When I was doing UCLA, there's a restaurant in Long Beach. I won't name the restaurant, but it's been around a long time. It's an Italian restaurant. And in the back, a lot of restaurants have the cook's booth, you know, the chef's booth, you know, and if you like the chef and you want to watch what they do, it's great. Well, this particular owner had that booth because that's where UCLA players came to get fed. This is back in the 90s. And every great UCLA player, including Troy, had their name up on that wall. They signed that wall at this particular restaurant. So players were getting this stuff for years, cars and all these things. It just was, it was ugly the way it was getting done. Now, listen, I tell people all the time, for 20 years, college athletes have been helping me pay my mortgage. They should also be making money.
In fact, Tom and Edward and everybody, I'll never forget seeing Kevin Johnson, a Cal. I just happened to be over there. I was dating a girl. Kevin Johnson's older than me, but I ran into him in a 7-Eleven. I'm like, hey, man, how's it going? And, hey, where'd you get that ride? He goes, oh, I won it in the lotto. I'm like, okay, sure you did.
Yeah. I mean, this was happening for years. It was just, it was a part of the business we didn't talk about. Now, I think we've got a better handle on it. I think they've put some controls in place. What went wrong, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, is that NIL came around at the same time that the transfer portal happened. And so basically what you had is college free agency is what you had. And I was producing our national football game of the week for a while, and I had Mike Golic Jr. As my analyst. And so we were talking about a discussion on the air that I'd never had on the air before, which is, hey, at Colorado, how much money is it going to take for them to get a decent offensive line? Oh, probably $500,000 a player. This is not a conversation you would have openly on the air before this era. It just never was talked about. Now, you've got to go shop in the portal. You've got to come up with the dollars. So that got a little ugly for a little while. I think they've got a better handle on it. But NIL is really what's driving college sports right now. There are players that will make more money in their 2, 3, 4 years in college than they will in the NFL. Yeah. That's just the reality right now.
It's potentially basketball too. But a friend of mine, I went to high school with, he was a standout in high school, for basketball. And in between high school and college, suddenly one day I see him at the mall, and he's got this brand new sports car, you know, and it's like, how'd you get that? Work in the system.
I got a rich uncle that left it to me in his will.
Exactly.
I mean, but now it's above board, and we have a handle on it. It is what I will say about our company is that we've always done a really phenomenal job of figuring out what these trends are going to be, where our business is headed, and getting two steps ahead. Naming rights on uniforms now, jersey patches. We knew this was coming a year before it was approved. we had two deals in place, one of them at UNLV, and it, the deal was, of course, hey, if this gets passed by the NCAA, then we'll cut this deal. And if not, no harm, no foul. But we already had it in place before the NCAA said, yeah, go for it. And as soon as they said it was legal, boom, we're in. So going this fall, you're going to see football, basketball, every sport is either going to have a singular sponsor or multiple sponsors, depending on which sport it is. No yeah, different than NASCAR and everything else and professional sports.
And then it's like, you know, sometimes it's a little emblem. It's, you know, it's not in your face, but you know, it's there.
So, Tom, I got two quick questions, and I know we got to talk about some other sports real quickly, but on any given Saturday in America, you've got literally, what, hundreds of games going on?
Or on a hundred? On a busy November Saturday where football, men's basketball, and women's basketball are all crossing over, we're probably producing 180 to 200 broadcasts in a given day between two different facilities across the country.
And is it all coming back to a central location? And I guess that's the part A, part B, because let's face it, you and I both know this. We all know this. Broadcasting is not perfect. Things happen, you know, technical difficulties. So I guess my question is, behind the scenes, what goes on that people don't even have a clue about? Because it could get chaotic, I'm sure. I know it can.
Well, it's exactly that. It's nobody knows about it. I've had broadcasts, you know, in some really a big school playing a preseason game at a small place and 3 hours of trying to get everything to connect. And, you know, if a broadcast starts at 1 o'clock, a broadcast starts at 1 o'clock. It doesn't start at 12:59 and 59 seconds, and it doesn't start at 1 o'clock and 1 second. It starts at 1 o'clock. And we were in an open billboard with the sponsors and the big voice guy and the highlights. And 20 seconds into that, we finally connected. And now the music trailing is happening. And so we basically down the line are telling everybody, okay, everybody take a breath. Are we good? All right, we're coming back. Here it goes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're hot. Hey, it's a beautiful Saturday for wherever we are. Nobody knew because nobody cares. What they care about is we said the broadcast starts at 1 o'clock. And by George, that broadcast is going to be there at 1 o'clock. Now things happen, right? So luckily now in this digital age, we have backups, right? Everything is connected via IP. It's very stable, especially now. The internet infrastructure is really, really good. And so we don't have as many problems. I'm knocking on every piece of wood that we have here right now because I still have teams in both the college baseball and softball World Series. But, yeah, we're prepared for that. What I tell my team is, you know, control the things you can control so that you're ready for the things that you can't.
Gotcha. And so, you know. Let's go to our last trivia question. Before we do, of course, Russ's favorite part. I've got a couple of silly puns for the week. So Lance is an uncommon name nowadays, but in medieval times, they were called Lancelot. And my wife, you like that one? There you go. And my wife told me I'm of average intelligence. I said, that's just mean. Okay, so here's our third trivia question. You got to know a little bit of mathematics to understand that one. Okay, so third trivia question. And then
like progressive mean kind of thing, yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask you guys the question and raise your hand if you need a hint, okay? What famous person was found guilty of treason and executed in 399 BC? You guys need a hint? Okay, need a hint? Okay, this one, I'll give it away. You ready?
Was his name Lance?
Yeah.
And he did a lot. Okay. He was forced to drink hemlock. So that should give it away. All right. Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back with some quick comments. Don't touch that dial.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only
available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your Care Watch for free. Call us to get your Care Watch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, and our special guest, Tom Bowman. Third trivia question, what famous person was found guilty of treason and executed in 399 BC? And the hint was he was forced to drink hemlock. Anyone?
The original Method Man himself, Socrates.
Socrates, that is correct.
Look at the big brain on Russ.
I know, big brain.
Yeah, no doubt.
And here's a little extra for you. Who was Socrates' famous pupil? Plato. And who was Plato's famous pupil?
Goofy.
Aristotle.
Gumby.
Gumby was. All right. Guys, we're going to cut out here really soon.
You didn't tell me how highbrow this show is, by the way. I was not prepared for this kind of trivia.
We try to edumacate the audience here, not just on sports, which, hey, you know what, really quickly, because we have to cut out here. Game one was pretty darn exciting on the Knicks-Spurs, and it was game one last night. I think Friday night is game two. Knicks in five? No, it'll go six games.
No, it'll go six. The league wants it to go seven, but I mean they're painting subway entrances with orange paint, so they need to go a lot because it's very expensive to paint these subway entrances.
It is. Okay, you guys ready? Here's our thoughts for the day. Again, Russ's second favorite part of the show. So my hearing must be bad. My doctor yelled at me that I gained 10 pounds this week when I went for my checkup, and he said, "You didn't exercise like I told you to." I said, "Exercise? I thought you said extra fries." And okay, now this one's even funnier. You'll love this one. And a vegan approached me and said, "You know, that chicken you ate, that chicken you're about to eat had a family." And I replied, "Well, that's why I ordered a family buckets, so no one gets left behind."
Okay.
Tom Bowman, thank you for joining us. We have to have you on again. We didn't get enough.
You just let me know, man. I'm full of worthless, fun information.
All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best.
Thank you, Tom.
Adios.